America, proud country, noble nation, dedicated to the principles that our forefathers wrote into the Constitution, the principles of liberty, justice, and the pursuit of pizza.
You gonna say anything?
No, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've got an apology to deliver, don't I?
Yeah, I think you do. You should do that.
To the Reverend Jesse Jackson, I'd like to apologize firsthand for running all over those blind children. And I also apologize for telling them all that Santa Claus was not going to come because they were blind.
Heartfelt apology there.
But I was just telling the truth. Santa Claus hates blind kids.
We know that. We know that. Sorry, blind listeners. I don't know how you got onto our website. But, yeah. Enough of the handicap jokes. We'll move on to some bitchin' tracks. And, got some bits for you later. So, here goes, bitchin' tracks.
Yes, indeed, here we are at St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine. Meanwhile, on Wall Street.
On the planet of the baritone women, they talk
low
about stuff they
know.
They sing
ooh
and laugh at
you.
Hey, if you can't,
do it too.
Hey, they sing
lie, 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 lie.
They sing
low, 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 low.
The men carry purses wherever they go. Junior executives, all in a row. Watch the baritone women do the baritone show.
Hey,
they sing about wheat. They sing about corn. They sing about places where women was born. Sing about hate, they sing about fear. It seems like they all got a pretty good ear.
Hey,
they sing it in harmony, lots of men, with a big old cadenza.
Oh,
Robert Martin from Philadelphia, Curtis Institute graduate 1971. Let's hear it for him.
They keep it as low as they possibly can. And sometimes they walk like an Egyptian. They do choreography still more unique. They keep their legs open whenever they speak. They roll their eyes upward and over again. And slam their legs closed when they sing about men. Those baritone women, they are not your friends.
All right, that was St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast and Planet of the Baritone.
Baritone,
that's right. Baritone Women, both by Frank Zappa. Now, I was speaking to a friend earlier today, and he said, Ryan, you're ugly, so I'm glad you'll never steal my women. And I said, well, I thought we were beyond treating women as if they were objects to be bought and sold or stolen. No, no. Women are complicated and delicate creatures who need to be kept in confined spaces and carefully tricked into doing things.
No, no, no. You doesn't know what you was talking about. You have had little to none experience with the lady types. Howdy ho there. Them Uncle Rumblow, no relation, and I's here to be talkifying about the ladies. Now this is a touchy and somewhat delicate topic for Rumblow to be talking about, so I's gonna ease into it slow-like. Ladies are both the best and most tangy thing that can happen to a man, and the curse of the devil himself. If y'all's want to reap the benefits of having a dong, ye's best be doing what Rumblow tells ye. First off, treat all ladies with the utmost respect. There's nothing more fearsome than a startled woman caught off guard. Secondly, if you seize one in the wild, make sure you get the tranquilizer dart in her neck. Oh. Sorry, folks. Rumblow thought he was talking about tigers for a minute there. Where was we? We were talking about women. Like I was saying, if you fluster a woman, you've already misused your powers of dong have. Respect is the key. Also, money never hurts. Now let's pretend you has yourself a lady friend, and she'd be cheating on you by jumping on another man's Franklin. This point is which you have to ask a woman what the defining question of your dong have happens to be. He says, little lady, if you think Rumblow is just gonna stand on by whilst you're jumping on another man's Franklin, you'd best be rethinkifying your priorities. Rumblow made it clear this is a single Franklin relationship. And if she ups and stays with you after that multitude of respectable phrases, you has good taste. But if she goes and tells you that she's going to go hitch with that other man and be up on his Franklin or night, you best be rethinkifying your priorities.
Now, you see here, us lads of the strapping variety.
I would call us strapping.
At the Liberty, Justice, and Pursuit of Pizza podcast. Give me an adjective.
Fluffy.
Podcast Fluffy. Remember the days like they used to be. Like, we remember 1978.
Good year.
America, 1978. Those are nouns.
Those are nouns.
I remember when we had nouns, Jan.
It's good days. Back when America was a noun like it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
not a verb.
Not a verb.
Verbs ruined America.
Like now everybody's just jump. Now everybody's not beating things, they're doing things too.
Exactly. It's terrible, man. It's terrible.
But you may ask yourself, what made us different from now and back then?
We're gonna tell you. We're gonna tell you, folks.
We had a different black president. Mean Joe Green.
That's right.
Defensive tackle for the Steelers. Well, when he wasn't playing defensive tackle on nothing but Coca-Cola and anabolic steroids, he was kicking it with Big J up in the sky. Third member of the Holy Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Mean Joe Green. Now, Mean Joe had a duty to commit to the protection of honkies everywhere. He was riding low on his motorcycle that was fueled by G.I. Joes and emitted only happiness.
The happiness cycle, they called it.
He was checking out some honkies who were reportedly stabbed down on Highway 69. And, well, it got late. Jesus called on the motorcycle phone. Joe Green didn't answer.
Because Joe Green don't have to pick up the motorcycle phone.
Now, you see, this was different. Because Green promised to pick up. And he knew he wouldn't forget. Because today, it was Jesus and Green's anniversary. Jesus had made a pot roast.
The candles were set up. Everything was
perfect. Was ready. He even bought red wine because he knew Mean Joe Green had a heart condition.
I remember those days back when alcohol was medicine.
Now, for a long time, Mean Joe Green didn't show up. Universe fell into chaos.
Honkies everywhere were getting stabbed.
Now you see, there became a replacement for Joe, the Grand Funk Railroad. And it seemed, however, no matter how fast and loose the bass was slapped, Mean Joe Green couldn't be called back to the kingdom. Now, as time passed, the members of this trio replaced his position as both defensive tackle for the Steelers and third member of the Holy Trinity.
So it was now, the Father, the Son, and the Grand Funk Railroad.
That's right. Now, as seemingly perfect as this is, they were particularly bad at the third position of the Holy Trinity as because of the amphetamine use. However, they were really good defensive tackles because of the amphetamine use.
So the moral of the story, folks? Listen to Grand Funk Railroad?
Yeah, probably I'd say that. And they say, now, if you ever hear, if you ever put your head down real close to the railroad tracks, you just hear the whistling of old Mean Joe Green.
Riding on this happiness cycle into the sunset.
Well, you see, actually, the whistling, don't confuse the whistling for an oncoming train.
Yeah, it's just totally different.
Actually, our legal counsel told us not to advise any of you to put your head near any train tracks. But, and if you're wondering how society did after the disappearance of our protectors, well, there was a, it's lost, but historians call it the Jimmy Carter era. Era.
Dark times.
Society fell into a hole.
Known as the 90s.
Yeah, they followed certain folk shamans that had simple chants, like Whitesnake, and their hit single, Here I Go Again on My Own.
Here I go again. I'm sorry. It's a good song.
Don't remind us of that time, Jan.
What are we on now? The era of Facebook? Is that any better than Whitesnake?
Are you kidding me? I gotta go play Farmville. I'm done with this.
Yes. That's pretty much how it went down. With Mean Joe Green back in the 78s. Now, some bitchin' tracks.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby.
Chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
That was Grand Funk Railroad with Do the Locomotion and We're an American Band. Now, I've composed a Dick Ottimus key, and if you don't know what that is, then, I don't know, use a computer or something. So you find yourself with a being to diagnose. It's vaguely human, and it's a show on Fox. What do you think it could be? Using my simple key, you're about to find out. 1. You have 4 limbs. 2. Or 1A. You have 5 or more limbs. Cockroach. 2. You have a lifespan. You will die. 2A. You'll never die. Sun God. You relax to the stimulus of your environment. You cannot react to the stimulus of your environment. Vegetable. You can reproduce. Boner instinct. 4A. You got no parts. Confusing. 5. You complain about stuff. 5A. You can't complain. Ned Flanders. 6. You need food, water, and shelter. 6A. You only need Pop-Tarts. Student. You think about good-looking people. And food. Human. 7A. You think about communism and Axis. Problem.
We have our science aspect of the podcast down. I'm going to go ahead and bring on some politics up in here. Now, folks, I've always been a man of ridiculous assumptions. I assume everything. From that time I assumed jail time from losing a bear in the mayor's house was only 6 months, to when I thought that cats always landed on their feet, even if their head weights on their head. So I think I'll afford you a glimpse into my world of crazy assumptions. I'm going to take some headlines and tell you what they really mean. Number 1. Obama blames Senate loss on economic pain. Since I'm not sure what loss he's referring to, I'm gonna assume here that it's the loss of their hair pieces. And all these stolen hair pieces were lost because of bad investment the senators made on them. They all bought credit default swaps on their toupees, and subsequently their rates on fake hair ballooned over the course of the last fiscal quarter. Headline 2. Clinton blasts China. Others. Secretary of State criticizes nations for restricting internet access and erecting other electronic barriers to free the flow of information. Okay, Miss Clinton is a little more open-minded than I thought. It appears here she is sending a distinct message to China. Let your people watch their monkey porn in peace. Americans can do it, and we're doing okay. Where I come from, the words free flow and internet access and erecting can only mean one thing. Monkey porn. Headline 3. Earthquake devastates Haiti. Now, this event, the recent tragedy, is a tragic event recently. We all know where to turn our attention to, the source of the hardship and pain. Coca-Cola. I'm positive that Coke bought all the land around Port-au-Prince and subsequently blew it up, forcing all the residents into a state needing desperate aid. Then, when the donations started coming in, Coke started siphoning off the funds for itself. Brilliant! And very tragic. Number 4. Scorned killer, Angry Betty, up for parole. Blast! Betty is back! We all remember Angry Betty, the wife of Fred Flintstone. We cannot let her back into our semi-decent society. She murdered all those kids in that factory just to keep her husband's cereal fresh and tasty. Though this goal was accomplished with flying colors, it was only just barely not worth the lives of those little cave children. Headline 5. It's World War III in Liberia! Duck and cover! It's World War III! Who cares if it's localized in Liberia at this moment? It's a goddamn world war! A war of the entire world! In Liberia! Run! World War III, run! Run and stop!
Get yourself together! You got a big match tomorrow! It's just a short train right away, but...
But what's ahead? What's up ahead, Captain? I don't like the look of those tracks.
They're bitching.
Thank you. wall.
Work the floor.
They not only working it, they turning the damn thing.
Work the pipe.
The pipe?
It's serious pain.
Welcome to the Quentin Robert De Nameland Video Chapel. For economic worship.
It's worth when it sends at the meat, shall inherit the earth. But I heard that some shake have bought New Jersey last week. Oh, and you suckers ain't getting too late. Here's all the man is really wrong. If we's wandering around with the knocking on big old lips like they dove while we're singing this song, he won't rest before he can do nothing.
Ooh. You say your life a bum deal and you up against the wall. Well, people, you ain't got no kind of deal at all. Now the shit they be doing down in Washington,
they just take care.
They taking care
of number one.
Push the button, pull that chain, out come that little brown choo-choo train.
Jesus freaks, well they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all shut. And they don't even care when the church takes a cut. Ain't it bleak when you've got so much nothing?
Whoa, so what do you do? Hear me talking to you now. It's your ass that's on the line.
Do what you wanna.
Do what you will.
Just don't mess up.
Don't miss it. That's right.
When you pay the bill.
One Adam 12. See the sucker. Give me half a dozening for the Hotel Ruim.
Okay, so that was Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson and The Meek Shall Inherit Nothing by Frank Zappa. Both very good songs. Now there comes a point in every young boy's life for the debate. Alright. So, this debate topic centers around eyebrows. A very important facial feature.
Shut up. Andy Rooney wins. Debate over.
Andy Rooney does not win. I'm defending Martin Scorsese on this
one. You can't defend against Andy Rooney's eyebrows.
I sure can. Martin Scorsese's eyebrows own a private island.
Oh, yeah? Well,
it's bigger than Brad Pitt's.
Andy Rooney's eyebrows? Andy Rooney's eyebrows, they started AIDS.
They started AIDS? Martin Scorsese's eyebrows can destroy villages.
That AIDS does that.
But very slowly.
Not very slowly.
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows does it in a matter of seconds.
Whatever. Andy Rooney's eyebrows can bench 350.
Martin Scorsese.
You see the forebrow muscles on that guy? Massive. He's like a Klingon.
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows, they can produce their own movies.
Yeah. Like Transformers.
Still, they're eyebrows.
That's still not impressive. I'm not impressed.
What do you got for Andy Rooney?
Well, for one, Andy Rooney's eyebrows can play a piano concerto.
The piano concerto?
Yes.
Well, Martin Scorsese's eyebrows taught Jimmy Page how to do the Heartbreaker solo.
Well...
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows were the brains behind the Obama administration.
Andy Rooney's eyebrows were the keyboardist for Chicago for 5 years.
Well, Martin Scorsese's eyebrows came up with the idea for the Manhattan Project. Martin Scorsese's eyebrows dropped the bomb, Ryan. They dropped the bomb.
In fact, wasn't Martin... Well, Andy Rooney's eyebrows were a nominee for president in 1973.
Who'd they get beaten by? Like, Carter? Those aren't
very
powerful eyebrows, then.
Whatever.
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows were the first man to the moon. That's right, they're a man.
And his Rooney's eyebrows were the first black president.
I think that's Obama.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe... I get them confused sometimes. Andy's Rooney's eyebrows ran on the message of hope.
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows couldn't complete his sentences.
Whatever. You seen the forebrow on that guy? Looks like a Klingon.
I think we have to go find Andy Rooney and Martin Scorsese and have an eyebrow off.
Yeah. Good idea.
Debate over. Well, that was our debate. It's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we ended up getting Martin Scorsese and Andy Rooney together. The cataclysm ended up with a hole in Jan's yard.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous out there, but we'll tell you who won on the next podcast, the Wilderness Video Special. Enjoy this last bitchin' track. See you in the after party.
Shout what I'm talking about. Everybody gonna tell a friend that band went get it again.